The woman of steadfast faith. She lived in a time of persecution. She was fiercely independent. She loved her religious tradition. She was influenced by her family, and she had great influence on family and community. She lived, at least for part of her life, in isolation. She was strong and was confident in her leadership. And she worked hard for the church and had a dedication to ministry until about the age of 80. I'm speaking, of course, of Flavia Julia Helena Augusta, also known as Saint Helena, or here in this place, Saint Helen. And yes, I could say much the same about Julian of Norwich. John, what a unique day of ordination for you. You are being ordained at St. Helens, a place that has joined its ministry with the people of St. Mary the Virgin, and we are celebrating the Feast of Julian of Norwich. Three of the six female saints that are represented in the names of churches in our diocese. You are indeed taking this next step of your vocation with a cloud of powerful female witnesses who have had great influence on our faith tradition. Today we honor Julian of Norwich on the 650th anniversary of her revelations that Anglicans celebrate on May 8th. Julian has indeed become one of the most popular Christian figures over this time of pandemic. I have had people tell us at our church, Julian of Norwich, that they have come just because they are intrigued to learn more about this 14th century Christian mystic. Julian's entire life and ministry was informed by a pandemic. And I thought the other day, when I reflected on John's own formation, much of which has been in the midst of COVID. I am sure when you arrived at our parish, you never expected to take on extra leadership when I myself got sick with long COVID. But I was very thankful that you were already very capable as a pastoral leader and could join the team in supporting the parish. In addition to living in the midst of a pandemic, Julian also lived in the midst of the great turmoil of the Hundred Years' War, which was 116 years, but rounding down to 100. And if that wasn't enough, she was part of a time in church history in which there was great unrest. Persecution was happening to those who were critical of the Roman Catholicism and sought to try to make the church more accessible. In Norwich, likely, Julian watched from one of her windows as heretics called the Lollards were being taken to be burned at the stake. And so maybe Julian resonates with many in this time of great upheaval and this time of pandemic. Though we may not face the extremes that she would have faced, I think our time in history being referred to as the Great Unraveling suggests that we too are in the midst of significant societal transformation. Like we hear in John's Gospel today, Julian, like Philip, wanted to be shown God. Show us the Father, and we will be satisfied, Philip says. He speaks of a hunger that he and his disciples have and implores Jesus to satiate them. Julian sought this as well. She wanted to experience the Father, to know the triune God intimately, fully and completely. And when a near-death experience happened in her life, her hunger and openness was filled with what could be described as a similar response to what Jesus offered Philip. You already know me, Julian. The Father is in me and I am in the Father. I am with you always. Julian reminds us to seek, to see and experience God in our lives. Julian saw God and Jesus as mother, not just father. To her, the triune God cannot be constrained by our human limitations. As we hear in Wisdom today, she can do all things, she renews all things, she passes into holy souls. She is more beautiful than the sun and excels every constellation in the stars. Julian invites us to respect and honor the expansiveness of God and to continually know that divine revelation is always possible in our lives. Julian reminds us that we can persevere amidst grief and turmoil and transformation. And she would actually invite us to be joyful during all of that. Joy because in the midst of all things in our lives, God is with us. It is impossible for God not to always be there, waiting to hold us in the midst of our darkness. Julian teaches us that faith is a lifelong journey. She was said to have had her initial wishes for God at a young age. Her revelations happened when she was 30. She was almost 50 when she entered in Anchorage. And then for 30 years, she wrote a long version of her revelations. And she was a spiritual director, well sought after, until she was 80 years old. We are always capable, regardless of age, of ministry, of transformation, and being guided by our faith. With something like a hazelnut in her hand, Julian shouted out that all of creation was created by God, loved by God, and sustained by God. Nothing we see, experience, hear, or know of can be without God. God cannot ever be without anything in the world. God is love, and God loves all God created. According to Julian, God also cannot ever be angry or vengeful or hate anything that God has made. What an interesting place we would be in as a church if our theological starting point over the past few hundred years was that God is love and not capable of being angry, vengeful, or hateful towards anything that God has made. Julian shared a deep radical theology and had a confidence and a trust that she sought to share with us in her writing. That our ultimate goal as Christians is to be at one with God, to work throughout our lives, to recognize that God is as close to us as the hairs on our skin and the blood in our veins. Tonight, as John is ordained to the priesthood, may you and us and the church continue to be inspired by the strength of women like Mary and Helen and Julian who have gone before us. May we continually seek to see and experience God in our lives. May we stretch our understanding of God, honoring God's expansiveness, and celebrate that revelation is always possible. May we not only persevere, but also find joy in the midst of our grief, our turmoil, and our transformation. May we remember that our ministry journey is lifelong, and we are always capable. And may we never forget that we and all of creation have been made by God, are loved by God, and will be sustained by God And through all of that, of course, may we remember that all shall be well. Amen.